This is Peter John with the DX Headlines. The following news is an item from the ARRL in the USA.
After a few postponements, 9 Chinese satellites carrying amateur radio payloads were launched on September 19th at 2300 UTC, separating from the Long March launch vehicle about 15 minutes later. 4 of the microsatellites and 2 of the CubeSats included in the launch have been designated as XW2A through XW2F. The other 3 satellites, a CubeSat, a nanosatellite, and a picosatellite, carry the designations CA, AS-3G, 3H, and 3I, respectively. All of the new satellites have 2-meter downlinks and 70-centimeter uplinks. Satellite enthusiasts have been enjoying the sudden boost of spacecraft to work. "So many signals, so little time," observed Tennessee resident Alan Biddle, WA4SCA. China amateur satellite group CAMSAT CEO Alan Kung, BA1DU, told the ARRL that the anticipated life of the satellite cluster is about 3 years. "Very good copy on CW beacons on XW2A through F. Very strong," said Clayton Coleman, W5PFG, from Texas. The 9 satellites are fairly close in proximity for the time being, in orbits about 310 miles up, and you can determine when the new satellites will be overhead on the AMSAT online satellite pass predictions page. Shortly after the launch, W5PFG and fellow Texan Glenn Miller, AA5PK, worked each other via XW2F. "The satellites have been heard around the world. Good signals from CAS-3F at 0700 UTC, reported David Bowman, G0MRF, who was at the Rugby World Cup Special Event Station, GB0RWC. The 200 milliwatt FM transponder on CAS-3H, also known as LILAC-SAT-2, was activated on the evening of September 22nd, and users took advantage. An updated frequency table and more information is available on the LILAC-SAT website."
With an item of the ARRL, this was Peter John for the DX Headlines on the mighty KBC.